Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning, and I hope you are having a wonderful day. And thank you for joining us here on Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell. Amanda is traveling today, and she's not able to be on the air with you, but that's okay because I missed my show last Thursday. And for 2 weeks, and I'm sitting in for Amanda. This is Bea, and I'm real happy to speak with you. Give us a call at 347-237-5339. We'll get you on the air. We're doing free readings today, and we're also going to be talking about the finale of our rock hounding trip. We've been gone for the past 6 weeks, left Florida on November 8th. My companion and I, Joe Ray, Crystal Master Joe Ray, and where did we head? But straight out west. We went to Nevada, and we had a vendor's booth at Paula Harris's Starworks USA UFO Symposium, which was a wonderful time in Laughlin, Nevada. And from there, we hit the desert, and we've got lots to talk about. And I'd like to say a mention of Amanda. Amanda's show will resume next Monday at her regular time at 11 a.m. Central. So please do remember to keep Amanda in mind as she is out traveling for the holidays and enjoying the love and light and laughter that this wonderful holiday season has to offer for all of us. So what do you say we get on the lines? We'll take our first caller. We have area code 917. Hello, 917.
Hey,
hey
there.
Hey, it's Tina.
Hi,
Tina.
Hi,
honey.
Oh, my God.
How are you
doing? I was so excited. I was screaming in the back like you were a superstar. Like, oh,
oh, God bless you.
I was like, that don't sound like Amanda, and I just happened to be off today, so I didn't even call. So let me just call. And it's funny because my phone, this number is saved in my phone as Psychic B. So I was like, oh, B.
Oh, that is so cool. Tina, I love you, darling. I just love you, darling. I really do.
I love you, too, in the back screaming like you Michael Jackson. Remember how the people used to fall out over Michael Jackson?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was like, B!
That is awesome.
I'm so silly. Forgive me, B. About B, like you Michael Jackson.
You are
Gorilla.
Silly and you're beautiful. You know I adore you, so it's just wonderful. So what can we do for you today, my good dear friend?
I want to know. running through my house like it's a Michael Jackson concert.
I would have laughed right with you.
Oh, God, that is so funny.
Great.
Oh, God. Okay, I want to know about. Okay, I'm moving with Robert. I'm moving to Atlanta, so. I just want to know.
This is going to be excellent. This move is going to be great. I see that you have prophesized this move already. It seems that it came perhaps in a dream prophecy is what I'm getting. And I'm getting that your ability to foretell what's going to happen, your clairsentience is way high. I'm seeing physical and emotional changes in you that are signifying and delineating divine guidance. So you are being divinely guided to Atlanta. Go to Atlanta. Beauty there, happy life, and lots of warmth and love for you. Atlanta, beautiful place, great place to live.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, I am so excited. Thank you. I sure did.
I'm real happy for you. You prophesized that, and that's just what comes through. That's the message that I get, is that you used your abilities of clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance. You can pick up. Do you ever smell flowers or tobacco when there isn't any flowers or tobacco?
I love flowers, and yes, my sense of smell is very high. I always have.
It's
to,
real
yes,
good.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm getting that, yeah, that your sense of smell is really highly developed. So you're working on your senses and you're following divine guidance by moving in with Robert. And Robert is going to love you and take good care of you.
Oh, great. Thank you. He can laugh when I'm on the phone talking about, why are you running? Don't worry, everybody. we jumped through
you
in the spirit.
You can kill him. I can't wait to meet you.
I was running like it was a fire. I ran from a day.
That is so awesome. Yeah, I missed the past two shows. I slept through them. We were on the West Coast, and it was 9 o'clock in the morning. My show went on, and we slept through them. We were out digging every day. We slept through the two shows. Oh, it was terrible. I'm so sorry. So I told Amanda. Yeah, Amanda said, you can sit in for me on Monday. And I said, and I can catch up. Isn't she a good girl?
Well,
I'm so glad that
Michael Jackson. Yeah, thank you for this Michael Jackson moment. I needed that running screen.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Oh, that is so awesome. that's going down in history. That's going to be a classic.
Yeah, remember how the people used to faint and they used to have to pass their bodies over to the ambulance? Michael!
Oh, my God.
I was like,
yes.
See? only reason I couldn't faint because I couldn't miss my cue.
Yeah. Aw, honey. Well, you're the first caller today, and I'm so glad to hear your voice. I love you very much. And
thank
I wish you the warmest and most blessed Christmas, dear.
Thank you.
And
you
a great
too. And
year.
I meant to tell you happy birthday when I talked to you before.
Ooh.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, yeah. Yeah.
It was a couple of days before your birthday, but I remembered.
Aw, thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, good
thank
birthday.
You so much.
Thank
yeah.
you.
You betcha. Lots of love coming your way, okay?
Yes, lots of love too. Bye.
Right. All right, honey. I'm going to put you on hold so you can listen, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, baby doll. Much love.
Much love.
Woohoo! That's a way to start a show, isn't it? God bless you, Tina. Tina, you're a wonderful girl. Tina's been a good internet buddy to GGM Radio for many years. And we always lift her up in the highest light and in prayer for security, for comfort, and for joy in her new move. How awesome is that? Okay, we've got Christine on the line. Hi, Christine. Welcome to Messages of Light.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can we help you today?
I was just wondering if you could pick up any messages around my love.
Okay, around love life. Let's take a look at love life. What I'm doing is I'm imagining that I'm looking at your solar plexus chakra. And I see it, bright orange, brilliant yellow beams. And I'm going to move up gently into your heart chakra. And I'm going to see a whole lot of confusion there in the heart chakra. Someone's been running you around is what I'm getting, is that you've been getting the runaround from a guy, and it's almost like your head is spinning, you're dizzy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, here's the bottom line when it comes to this. You are a child of the universe. This is what I'm getting, Christine. You're a child of the universe. You're a crystalline child, an indigo child. You are born of the baby boomers. You have a bond with small children and with animals, pets and animals. And this is how you're going to handle your love life. I know that sounds convoluted, but hear me out. Treat your love life like it was a child or a small animal, as something, someone who can't take care of themselves, that needs you and only you. Use this in your visualizations. And the reason I say that is because I want to see you in a very, in a light of attraction, so that you pull what you need into your atmosphere. There is a man by you. I see him. He has blonde hair or light hair, let's say. He is very clear about what he wants and what he expects out of the relationship. He focuses on the relationship with unwavering faith. So this person is a very strong-minded, spiritual gentleman that is coming your way. I give it six. That gives me 6 weeks to 6 months. I do feel it's closer to March, however. I'm getting a March date in my head. Do you have any questions? Am I going too fast?
No.
Does any of that make sense? Because I kind of blubbered all that out.
No, it does. It does make sense. I mean, the only thing I'm wondering is if it's the same man.
Let me ask. This guy has got light hair. Is this a light-haired man? Very strong-willed. Perhaps a Leo, a Scorpio, maybe an Aries. I'm feeling
a
lot of energy. Scorpio.
He's a Scorpio. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can feel that in him. He's very powerful man. He's a good person, dear. He's not leaving.
Okay.
He's going to be around.
Okay, so, I mean, the way that you said to treat it, that's really what you said, to treat it like a small child or an animal. I mean, I feel like I have been, right, and I feel like I have been treating him as positively as I can and having so much patience. And just recently we got back in touch. I had sent him something in the mail. He just received it and called me. But he chose to call me at, you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he was saying,
yeah,
thanks. Thanking me, but then now after that was a couple days ago, we kind of haven't, you know, I've tried to call him and he hasn't picked up or anything, so I'm just kind of confused again.
Yeah. That's why I guess the best way to, why my guide said, is to treat him with kid gloves. Give him his space. He's going to come back around. He's not going anywhere. You want to keep him... And treat him kindly like you would, you know, your pet. Care for him. Don't barrage him with phone calls. Give him a chance. And he's a Scorpio. He ain't going anywhere. He'll be back. He knows what he wants.
Okay.
Give it some time.
That was actually my question also I was going to ask, because I've been trying to call, and I was trying to, you know, decide if I should call again today and leave a message. But you're telling me Don't call him.
Treat him kindly when you speak to him, and he will call you. If you don't call him, he will call you. Not as quickly as you want, but he will call you.
Okay. Okay.
All righty. Christine,
thank you so
I hope
much.
That helps you. You're so welcome. I wish you a warm and blessed Christmas. Enjoy your holidays.
Thank you so much. God bless, and happy holidays to you too and your family.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Righty. Well, we're just back off a trip, and we're jumping right into the readings, and you know what? They're flowing, so let's keep it going. Area code 618. Hello, 618. Were you calling in for a comment?
Hi, Bea. It's Susan.
Oh, you're listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I've always got questions,
Susan,
for you.
Susan, I'm so happy to hear your voice.
I was gonna ask you. I have a son who is having some issues right now, and I was wondering if he's gonna be okay.
What's his first name?
It's France. Frank France. Instead of a K and S. France.
Yes. Yeah. France. Okay. He's a very intelligent man. Well, I got a big-time hit on him. Is he a writer? Is he a creative writer?
You're getting that mixed up with my roommate.
okay, because I'm feeling that all around you. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
roommate. Let's go on to another line of vision. Just give me a second, and we'll get to France. I keep getting the same hit. I keep feeling that he needs to exercise the intelligence that God gave him, that he is a very creative person. And I feel that a lot of his issues are because he closes himself off, and he wants to be open, but there's pain there, is what I'm getting. I get the feel that there's a lot of clutter in his life, and he needs to declutter. And I don't mean moving boxes and stuff. I mean, it could be as simple as that, but this is more so clutter inside his heart.
Right.
I get the hit that he needs to clear him a space, get rid of whatever the energy is around him that's confusing him, and perhaps even look into feng shui as a way of clearing the energy fields around him. Perhaps if he were to place some red in the proper corner in his home in the right direction. I'm not real sure of it, but I'm just getting the hit that red is real important grounding color for him in his home.
I'm wanting to hypnotize him. I don't know if he's going to let me, but he was he died in 1974. This was his past life in 1974. And he came, he was my father, and he came back as my son. And I think that is some of the problems, because as my father, he was very uncommunicative with me. We were not, we had no relationship. But as my son, it's turning out the same way. So I don't really have
to change it. Yeah, that's time to change it.
Yeah, I was going to try to hypnotize him. I'm pretty good at it, so.
Yeah.
I just have to get some kind of permission from him and do it on a different level, because this is not working for me.
You do it in a visualization when you know that he's asleep and you're both at rest. And that's a real good time to invite him into your circle and talk about it. I don't know if it will actually need the hypnotism. I get the feel that just a little coaxing from you before sleep state will open up the door. Invite him to a sit down in sleep state.
Okay. Now back to the other. Can I ask, since you mentioned the man that's living with me, that you were getting his energies very strong with me.
Oh, the creator, the writer, yeah.
I never adopted him legally, but I've raised him, and he's actually my nephew, and he's lived with me for many years, and he is a writer. And were you going to tell me how his writing is going?
His writing is fabulous. He's powerful. He's a powerful writer, but he's also a nurturer. So I feel that he is giving a lot of love and a lot of nurturing to you.
He does stay in his part of my home. He has a section and he stays there. He's a loner.
Yeah.
And I feel like he probably always will be. But do you see him continuing living with me?
I see it for the time being. There will be a change in the latter part of 2015.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there will be a change there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a time of confusion for him. Is what I'm getting, a time of confusion.
He's very creative with his writing, and he's kind of wanting to move to Cuba.
That's where he wants to go. Yeah. I'm seeing a change for him. He is going to take off. I didn't see Cuba. I just see a change. And it's about 11 months from now, around October of next year.
Okay.
Is what I'm seeing.
So I'll lose my roommate.
You'll lose your roommate, but you'll gain some more space, and he's going to still be in touch with you. You're not losing him, that's for sure.
Right, right, right. And I'm excited about your trip. I stayed in touch with you through Facebook and saw all about your trip and everything.
Wait till you hear that. We didn't tell everyone the real kicker. I mean, we found a seam of turquoise that we uncovered.
Oh, wow.
And got the most beautiful little pieces of turquoise and turquoise veins running through the rock. Just gorgeous with all the malachite, the azurite. The azurite is incredible what we found.
Oh, I love azurite, yes.
Oh, yeah, that blue is like a cobalt blue. And the power that comes out of it, honest, wait till they're cleaned. When they're cleaned and we take some photos, and it's going to make a big difference with how they sparkle and shine. They're just gorgeous stones. We were so blessed.
Oh, I'm sure.
The whole
You're
going
to be awfully busy making all that jewelry.
Boy, I'm telling you, I might have to hire me some jewelry makers. Nah, it all takes time.
It'll work out.
It'll all work. That's exactly it. And I couldn't believe it. We had to delay the program today because we knew we were just short. We were about 15 minutes short of 11 o'clock getting back to the home to the home house. So we made it back to the home, and we're in the home studio, and life is good. Got a cup of coffee. I'm happy.
You're not in Florida yet, are you?
Yeah, we're in Florida. We made it. We were in Arkansas.
Oh, you
for a
made
few
it
days.
Back to Florida.
Yeah, we're
oh,
in
okay.
Yeah, and after the program, Susan, we have to unload the truck.
Oh no! That's going to be a job, but fun.
Oh.
A fun job.
Yeah, the truck will like it, though, having all that weight out of the back. And the trailer,
right.
too. The trailer is loaded with rocks.
I was so happy you found Freddie.
Yeah, oh. Boy, we almost lost him again today because he's a hider, but we found where he went. He was hiding in between the curtains and the front window, and you can't see because that window was closed with a pebble screen, so we couldn't see him. Yeah. So
I bet he was glad to get home.
There in the trailer. Well, we did find him, and I'm really glad that everybody turned the light on for us so we could find him. I couldn't have left without him.
I know. Yeah. Close. I've got four chihuahuas, so I know how it is.
Sure. I know.
I've got four today. All four of them make up one dog. They're so tiny, you know.
And they're beautiful little doggies. They're little people.
They're a lot of company. Yeah, but anyway, I'm glad you had a wonderful, wonderful trip and you got home safely. I'll be looking for some new stones for sale on your site.
Yeah, they'll be up. We have lots, and of course, since they were all hand dug and we were the first to birth them, folks that will receive the stones will be the second people to handle them. So
I thought about
to
that.
Me, that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful.
That makes
so,
it even better.
Looking forward to distributing. Yeah, looking forward to sending them far and wide. And it's all good, Susan. I'm so glad that you called in, and we've got another caller. So I think we're gonna put you on hold for a little bit if you don't mind, and take our other caller.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. Love you, Susan. Thank you, dear.
Love you.
Hello, area code 818.
Hi, Dee.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call. And you sounded like you had so much fun. And you know what the best part of your trip is? Like, you shared it with your guy. And you're sharing the unloading of your van with your guy. It's two of you. So it's always fun to be together with a buddy,
Oh,
right?
I'll tell you. It was the best. It was the best, honest to goodness. And we found such beautiful stones. We went looking for vanadinite, and we ended up with a flat tire, so never found any vanadinite. But, boy, we got pictures that very few people would see from the back of those mountains. It was pretty.
And you were just guiding? You didn't know where you were going? You just got in and took off. Is that it?
Well, yeah, we knew we had to go to Nevada. And from Nevada, we just went to all the different abandoned mines. That's what we were doing, was looking through abandoned mines.
Oh, did you feel the energy of any ghosts?
You know,
or
I felt a lot of happy energy.
Oh, happy, good.
But happy energy. It was really good energy. Marble Canyon was like a joy to be in. It was just a real happy place. The energy was really nice. And there were a lot. It's a ghost town. All empty buildings and mines. But you could tell that people that were there really loved it. And it had a real nice energy. I didn't feel any negative there.
Very cool. I know, or you would have left, I'm sure. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. So let me
squeeze in a question, because you're really so good at what you do.
Aw.
You are. It's about a man, and would you believe we reconnected from high school? Well, really, I knew him in elementary school. I had a crush on him in second grade. We've gone out a couple times. Yeah, I know. And really, that wasn't yesterday. So now we've been going out a little bit, and I'm kind of wondered if you could give me a little insight.
Sure.
First
name? What? Just his first name.
He goes by Shelley.
Shelley. That's good enough. That's what I need.
Good.
Shelley. Let's take a look at Shelley and see what we got for him. Okay. Shelley is a very loving, warm person, is what I got. And I got that there's something that he's afraid of. Not the hurts in the past. He's had that, but he's over that. This is something else that's a little... Is there... or do your children like him? Is there a problem with kids?
We haven't met kids, but they're adult kids. His kids are adults, mine are adults. One of his children moved back home with him, but... And I know his business, he has his other son that works in his company with him. But other than that, you know, I don't see that negative.
For him, that's where his nurturing is coming out, because of the child. It's still a child no matter how old he is, even though he's an adult.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and Shelley is a very compassionate man. He's very in touch with his feminine side. I mean, he's mother and father to his children, even though they're older. And, you know, that kind of rubs off on you, too. He's a nurturer. I give it one moon cycle. That's what I'm giving it, one moon cycle. And I feel that his energy is going to be impacted and affected. And after that, I see clear sailing. I see things manifesting. Yeah, I see friendship blooming and blossoming. But I see a moon cycle in between.
And will the friendship just stay as a friendship, or could it go into a relationship?
Oh, no.
This
is a friendship, but the friendship is the foundation. And then the relationship, the loving relationship, that's a perk. All right, that's an upside. And that will be, and that could be after this moon. I feel I see troubled moon for him right now. He's in a troubling trend right now. A lot of things going on. His plate is very full. But I feel that that's all going to work out within one moon cycle, within a month, a moon cycle. And I feel that then after that, you and he will the doorway will open, the energy will clear, and I think things will be on a better footing for you and he to get closer after the new year.
Okay. That sounds really great.
I like him. I like him. I like his energy. Yeah, I like his energy.
Too, but like you said, I don't know if he'll ever want to commit, because he's been divorced for many, many years. And so I think he is wounded in a way. And so you felt it and you read him, and instantly you picked up on it. So, you know, you're right. Friendships are fabulous. And not, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I get it.
Think that's very. When you get When you get worried or bogged down in fears, call on Archangel Raphael and ask him to help you breathe and breathe your way through the anxiety. Don't let the anxiety ruin the joy for you.
Oh, wow, I needed to hear that.
Yeah, you did. You did.
That's powerful.
That's how I see it, yeah.
And you see it spot on, Lovey. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
I see things are gonna change, but it's gonna take the moon cycle. And I feel that he's got a lot of confusion around him, is all. And it probably is with that son. The son must be having some problems, and the father is and Shelley is taking them on. That's all. He'll get over that.
I hear you. Plus, his business is an issue. He wants to end. He wants to retire, and then the kid would. That's an issue. What he's going to do with his son? You're right. You are
right.
So right.
Yeah, there's a lot there with the family, and he's just a real loving man. Just give him a little time. I feel that be patient, and I feel that things are going to work out for the good of both of you, for the good of the whole. Who knows?
I'm really glad.
You're
he usually goes out with women 20 years younger than him, and I'm his exact age. So I'm a first person.
He's
so
ready. He's ready for you. Those young girls take his money.
Oh, I told him that. Oh, my God, did I tell him that? Because he said, one was hanging around, and I said, well, are you dating her? He said, I lent her a lot of money, and I really want her to pay me back. I said, that'll never happen. What do you think
he's
hang
never
going to
see it. Yeah, he won't
what?
See it. He
no,
won't
I
see
mean,
that
I,
money.
Right, but the bottom line is, you just answered everything, B. You just whoa. You just are.
Hey, I'm so glad.
I know. You lit me up, darling. So enjoy your unpacking of all the good times.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Every time you take something down, it's a good memory. I was just reading this
that's
book.
What I said. Yeah.
Have you ever written a book about life after death?
I've read a few, but I've not written any, but I have a new book coming up. We have a new brand new book that we're working on now, and that's all about crystals and stones, and yeah, that'll be coming out. And got one on dreams that I'm working on too, so there's a couple of more books left in me.
I hear you, because what you just did with your last caller, your friend Susan, who obviously is a reader.
She's a doll.
She was sharing.
Yeah.
She's powerful, right? She knew all about her
son. Oh, yeah,
and I thought, God, is she lucky to know that and to be able to change it?
Yeah, she is powerful. Yeah. Yeah. She's she's an angel. Susan's an angel. She's one of the living angels. That's what I like to think. I know she's laughing right now.
We all are. You elevated us all. You're so great.
God bless you, darling. I hope you and yours have a wonderful, happy, and beloved holiday. It's going to be a great new year. You'll see.
Love you. Thank you so much, Dollface.
Love you
Bye-bye.
Too, darling. Warmest blessings. All Back right. Up. We're just rocking and rolling here on Amanda's program. You're listening to Messages of Light on GGM Radio. Amanda Dowell, our host, will be back with us again next week. And I hope you tune in for Amanda. I know she's going to have a lot to tell you because she's off on her own adventure right now, visiting friends and family for the holidays. And that's just marvelous. And we are back home in time for the holidays. And we have guests in the audience today. My traveling partner and best buddy, Joe Ray, is here. He's being mighty shy. He hasn't added anything to any of our reading. And
I haven't had any questions asked, and you haven't even introduced me until just now, babe.
I'm remiss.
Sorry.
And we've got Mystical Butterfly stepped in. Miss Becky is here. And we've got a trailer full of rocks. And the back of the pickup truck, the bed of the pickup truck, is completely filled with rocks. Oh, wait till we start unloading. And I'm glad you're here. Get your coffee because you're going to have to help unload. So question for Joe Ray. Tell Tell us about that turquoise. How did you know that there was turquoise underneath there? Because there wasn't any on the outside.
But it said there was.
Who said there was?
The signs.
What signs?
The signs the earth gives you.
Oh.
Mother Earth and everything always gives you a signal of what's around. If you know what you're looking for, or you just open your eyes and pay attention. Is it not that it was told it was turquoise is there, but it was like, you need to dig here now.
Ah, okay. So it wasn't so much what the content was, it was the act that you had to do.
There was something there.
There was something there, and Mother Earth wanted you to find it.
Right.
So what did you find?
Found a little bit of everything.
That's not helping our listeners.
I found some turquoise, azurite, malachite, chalcedony, what else?
Chrysocolla.
Found a lot.
We really did, but that turquoise was a hit. I was really surprised. I didn't expect to find that because it was below the turquoise mine. But it seems that you dug down enough that you hit a vein.
Yeah, there's more there.
There's more there.
Yeah.
Are we going to tell everyone where to go?
I don't know how to get there. So I can't tell everybody how to get there.
I kind of figured. We may never find it again.
Hey, give me clothes. I can find it.
Oh, you can find it. Yeah, you can find it. The thing that is so interesting, I think, is that this was the only section of land that was BLM, Bureau of Land Management. All the rest were private mines.
Yeah.
Correct?
Right.
And that's what rockhounds look for. They look for signs that say, no trespassing, private property.
Keep out.
Keep out. And you have to listen to that.
You will be arrested.
And we did listen to that. We did listen to that. We were good. But we did find the mine, the
tailing.
There
are numerous places.
Numerous.
More than you can ever walk and dig. More.
What would you say if somebody was a fledgling rockhound and they wanted to go to a place like that, what would they look for if they were riding down a road, a back dirt road?
Well, if I was riding down the back road, I'd be watching always for tailing piles.
Uh-huh.
So once you see a tailing pile, you know there's a mining operation there. As long as it's not tagged, that you know you can go in up there and look around. And then work the tailing pile, and if there is a mining shaft or something like that, I would probably have to enter as long as my partner didn't scream too much. But
you know I will.
You should all, it's very dangerous, but sometimes it can pay off real good.
Well, tell us about, now we went into a number of mines, literally. We walked into quite a few of them.
Yeah.
But you went into one all the way pretty much to the end.
Right.
Can you tell us about the inside of that mine and what you found? And the reason I want to ask this, because I really want people to realize how dangerous it could be.
Yes.
So explain if you don't mind, Joseph.
Well, as you walk through, this was a tunnel that went back. The main tunnel probably went back for 700-800 feet, maybe a little more. And then I went off on a side drift. But as I first started in, you always have to watch because in the tunnels they had ore chutes where they would dig down, they'd shovel their ore and that and send it out down to the bottom of the mountain instead of trying to carry it up and, you know, do it.
Right.
So they'd shove it down. So you have ore chutes that, you know, tunnel, they can drop a couple hundred feet. So that's not good to fall in on. You always have to watch where you put your foot. And then there's lots of side drifts and others where they dig and mine running off to the side. And The one big cave I went in, it was just, it was huge. It was enormous. And it had, when I was walking down through it, it also had what I call a dome room up above where they had went up and mined. And I could probably see up for 100 feet up in where they had mined at. And now they had little twigs holding the walls separated to keep things from falling on you, which I always call widowmakers because it doesn't take a very big rock to fall on you and squash you. You know, brain damage or something.
But how do they? How could they possibly mine 100 feet up? How do they? I mean, what do they use?
The people back a long time ago worked a lot, and it was probably a very rich vein because I mean that's the only way they would chase it.
Yeah, up into the ceiling like that. Yeah, and then you said that there were shafts below.
There was another shaft that went off below this. I looked. There was a drift that went off, and then there was another hole there, and I thought it was another ore chute.
Yeah.
But once I looked down, it was another, you dropped down about 8 or 10 foot, and then it was another shaft, I mean, another tunnel going
another
back
tunnel.
Off.
Wow.
So this mountain was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no telling how much, we saw a couple of extra dump sites on the outside of it on some other sides, but it was just a little too dangerous for me to run around in. I didn't have a hard hat up.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I stood at the tunnel, the mouth of the tunnel, shaking in my sneakers. And I kept looking for his light. Serious. I mean, he had a little tiny light on his head. And then a couple of hand, you know, held lights. But, oh, gee whiz. Yeah, that was pretty weird. What about that other one we found when we were going down the Arizona Trail? Now, the Arizona Trail is a hiking trail, and we took the pickup truck. Well, they call it a Jeep trail. It's just wide enough for a vehicle. But most folks hike it. And it goes on and on. It goes through Mexico, all the way up through Arizona into Utah. It's a hiking trail. And when we were on it, we got to see things that you wouldn't normally see from the regular road. And there was a mine that went straight up. It was open. But it was like a rift in the wall,
4 foot wide, yeah.
About 4 foot wide, like a rift in a rock wall that they had dug into, and it was open at the top. But it looked like they had those little boards.
Yeah, holding the walls apart.
How do they hold the walls apart? I mean, what is that?
Well, it doesn't
that?
Take much.
But what is that going to do? I don't get it.
Some people are caving in on you.
Oh, my word. Well, that's not for me. I went in about 2 inches.
No, I got
inches.
Pictures of you in
yes.
there. So
I went in about 2 inches. That's about it. I went in up to the wood. I wasn't going in any further. But they're strangely beautiful. They're strangely beautiful. And the rock, when you look at all the little pebbles and stuff outside the different mine, the abandoned mines, we could see what they were digging for. You could see what they were looking for, because all the tailings are still right there, everything that they left. So many of the mines appear to be gold, silver, gold, silver, copper. They mine, I want to say, what is that black, the gray stuff that we were seeing a lot of? It's not it's not talc. It's like that shiny pyrite.
Oh.
Iron pyrite. So there's a lot of iron up through there. Yeah. So they're digging ores of some type. But we didn't find any gold in any of those, except for the two tiny flakes of gold that Joe found down in Marble Canyon.
Nope.
You found, well, yeah, but the other two pieces we found up above, that wasn't in Marble Canyon. That was up in Independence. On the road to Independence, we found two pieces of gold. One looked like a teeny little footprint. It was so cute. Oh, it's beautiful. And it's real gold. It shines like crazy. And it was just sitting there looking at Joe in the desert. So the trip itself, I think, I, if I could sum it up into a few words about the trip that we had, besides all the, you know, the how exciting and how wonderful, it was informative. We really learned a lot. We learned a lot going around to all the different areas, meeting some wonderful folks. In Tombstone, we met up with Sue and Mo Sinsley, and they own the Stampede RV Park, which is on Toughnut Street in Tombstone. And these folks are just so wonderful. They've been living there for years and years. They take such wonderful care of their campsite, their campgrounds, and they're right there in the middle of all the hubbub in Tombstone. Tombstone's quite an interesting place. Besides the fact that Tombstone has a lot of Western history, Tombstone also was the seat of the silver, copper, and gold mines in southeast Arizona. So we did use that as a home base for about a week and toured around and looked through all the different mines. And it was
forget about Tom.
Tom up in Chloride?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh boy! Let's. Why don't you tell us about Tom and Chloride? He was a. Well, he was
him,
a.
You talked to him a lot more than I did. Tom. That was a. They had a great place.
They had, yeah.
And that was a great place to dig.
And that was called Chloride West RV Park.
Yeah.
in Chloride, Nevada. And Tom was the manager, and lots of places to dig up in Chloride. Most people, though, Tom told us most people are up there looking for gold.
Yeah.
They're not up there looking for the semi-precious gems or the collectible stones like we were. We were looking for everything. We found selenite. We found, of course, the Apache tears, and everybody heard about the Apache tear debacle in the desert.
Tobacco in the desert.
Yeah, when we got stuck. But that happens, and you got to expect that. And we got stuck a second time off the Arizona Trail and got a flat tire. But we were able to fix that, so that worked out pretty well, and we were out of there.
Yeah,
before.
That was from a gnome giving me wrong direction.
Oh, okay. Hey, you got to go with your gut. But we are taking calls. We have about 14 minutes left of the program. Love to hear from you. Give us a call, 347-237-5339. This is Bea, and we're sitting in for Amanda Dowell, who is holidaying at this point in time. I think she's on the road. She's traveling, and she's heading over to St. Louis. Sounds to me like it's fun, frolic, family and friends, and that sounds like a great thing. And that's what we should all be doing this holiday season, enjoying our family, our friends, our loved ones. And we're going to miss some of our loved ones, but we'll have some other ones here with us. And looking forward to a big holiday dinner. You know what we're making this year?
Italian.
Guess what? Homemade raviolis.
That's how I'm going to be sitting at your table.
You're going to be sitting at my table on Christmas because we're going to make homemade raviolis. That's what we're making. So if you're in the Panhandle and you want to try some homemade raviolis, you'll have to hit me up. That's what's on the menu in the at the Delosier Kitchen this year. So we're on it, and it's just been great. And I'm so grateful for Amanda for giving me the time slot because I did miss two of my shows. We slept through it. It was 9 o'clock, and we're just up so late. And it's just you get so exhausted because you're out there in the fresh air all day, and that you just get so much oxygen. And plus, you're up in the mountains, so you're up about.
No, you don't get that much oxygen.
You don't? I sure
no,
felt
the oxygen
fresh.
Thin.
The oxygen is. You mean the higher?
Yeah.
Well, we were at about. Tombstone's about 4,500 feet.
Yeah, and you're 7 foot here. Duh.
7 foot above sea level in Florida.
Yeah.
Right. How high is it in Arkansas?
Well, the highest point in Arkansas is about 3,000.
About 3,000 feet.
That's Mount Magazine, yeah.
Mount Magazine. We going to be near there?
No.
Okay.
Well, you know where it is.
It's just
that.
above
Mount Magazine above Mount Ida.
No.
Mount
Magazine. You looked it up on the map.
Yeah, it's north of Mount Ida, north of Mena.
Yeah, it's on up, but it's away from there.
Yeah, it's north.
Yeah.
But Mount Magazine is supposed to be one of the largest crystal depositories underneath it.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
That's what they said.
I don't care what they said.
Okay, Crystal Joe knows better.
You can't correct the Crystal King.
And the Crystal Master, he knows that area. I mean, he's dug everywhere up there.
Yeah, a lot of people say there's crystal up there, but there's not any crystal up there.
There's
diamonds up there.
There's diamonds?
Absolutely. There's a diamond mine on up north from there. One of the largest diamonds in Arkansas was found in Searcy, Arkansas.
No way, really?
Yeah.
So there's diamonds, not crystal. So we're going to Mount Magazine the next time we go up that way, digging.
We can.
No, I want to go to Murfreesboro. I want to go to the crater of
diamonds.
Diamond
mine up north too.
Yeah, I'd love to go. Are they the industrial diamonds? Those pretty little yellow roundish ones.
Oh, they're diamonds.
They're diamonds. Diamonds are diamonds. They're pretty colors.
No,
Arkansas
is the best diamonds there are.
Oh well.
Because they are the absolute hardest.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They were industrial.
Yeah,
yeah, they use them for industrial purposes because they're the hardest
diamond. But they only use the little ones for that.
Huh.
The big ones are fine jewelry.
Fine jewelry.
Because they have the shine that nothing else has to.
I saw a beautiful Herkimer diamond at your place yesterday that looked like a diamond,
yeah.
And it was a Herky. Now, that looked also, that diamond, that the one that you had, kind of looked almost like a smoky quartz. It had smoky in it as well. It was a beautiful piece.
That came from New York, something.
Yeah, that's Herkimer, New York. Not too far from where my sisters used to live, upstate New York. Beautiful area. Cold. Right now, very cold. Snowing, probably. Well, we ran out of all the bad weather, and that was really good because there was a whole lot of bad weather coming down. And we kind of missed it because we stopped and spent the night on one more night on the road so until we get back here. But we made it back in one piece, and the trailer is good, and Freddie's home, and the coffee is tasting real good. We had great coffee on the road, too. We had just the best coffee, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King. Only kidding. We made our own breakfast. We cooked at the trailer for the most part. But that was just a necessity because, you know, we were off and running every time you turned around. We were going somewhere. So we had a few days off, that we took a few days off. But for the most part, getting all that material out of the vehicle is going to be a process. Looks like Aunt Roseanne cleared off the porch and we have room to put stuff. So, Crystal Joe, do you have any parting thoughts before we let go of the radio program?
Hey.
Anything you want to tell our listeners about that trip out west? And
the greatest thing in the world is to get out and go search. Get out there and go, folks. Whether you find something or not, it doesn't really matter. Just get out and enjoy life. Everybody around you, anyone around you, take them and show them what it's about. It's all there. It's all happening. And then when you find something, that's like the nuts on the banana split and the cherry on the top, I guess.
That's the sugar on top. That's the sugar on top for sure.
But we found lots of wonderful stuff. Now, the only thing I was a little disappointed with, I think, were the crystals. But the crystals.
Well, we just didn't get to the right spot. We got lost.
Yeah. A little bit. Well, yeah, we did kind of get lost a little bit.
So we won't even go.
Okay. So we
That's
talk
a whole nother show.
That's a whole nother show.
I can fill pages up on that for my navigator sending me the wrong way.
I don't know who he's talking about.
Because my navigator is sending me the wrong way. But it's okay. It was all a new experience and fun.
Excellent experience. We didn't get the gas bill yet. That's going to be the kicker.
Yeah, we won't. Yeah. I talked about that.
Hey, we found gas for $1.99, didn't we?
Yep.
We saw gas.
$1.99.
Cheapest gas we saw was $1.99 coming across, and that was like in Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah, right
Y'all
here.
Y'all could have brought that back.
We sure could, but we didn't. We didn't have any room. There's no. Did you see the back of the pickup truck?
Not yet.
Oh my gosh!
I'm way out in the middle of it.
You sure are. Joe brought out some of the turquoise for you to see.
Mm-hmm.
He did. We got the turquoise out, and that is just the color of that stone is just precious. And this stone is the ones that pieces that we have are the turquoise is in layers. So there's azurite on top of it and maybe malachite underneath it. It's just amazing when you see it. It's going to make fabulous, fabulous pieces of keepsake jewelry, perhaps. Even stones, that will be a keepsake because most of them, they're all raw. It's raw turquoise, so it really makes it different. When you see something in its raw form, it takes on a whole different outlook, a whole different look than when you look at the stones after they're cleaned and, you know, even just after they're cleaned because they all still have their birthing mud on them and so forth. And the, okay, thank you. Joe just handed me a gorgeous piece. And this is a piece that has some turquoise on it. And it's also a piece that has a lot of azurite on it. The azurite bubbles up. It looks like bubbles when you see the azurite. And when you take the iron oxide off of it, you'll get beautiful blue, bright blue, cobalt blue bubbles, what they look like. Just beautiful. Beautiful stones. The energy that I'm feeling, though, is very passive. I want to say it's a passive energy. So it responds to the energy that you put into it. Turquoise on its own is a beautiful healer and also a very wonderful clarifier for the heart chakra. So it opens the heart chakra. When you look at the sides of these, can you imagine what this would look like cut?
Oh, my gosh.
All that marbling with the blues and the turquoise and the and there's white in there. And I've seen
the, that one's got all the nodules.
I've seen the white
nodule.
Turquoise.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're just outrageously beautiful. They're all beautiful. It's just wonderful to see all this. And
it was even more fun to dig it.
It was a lot of fun to dig it with. I mean, Joe was prepared. He had pick. He had a pick. He had shovels. He had.
Let's not talk about that high quality pick that I bent.
That bent on the. That was right in the beginning too. You bent that high quality pick on the crystals when we were over there at the smoky quartz. Yeah. And we got the tips off. Broke right off. Everything crumbled. So. That wasn't exactly what we were looking for, but it was close, and we got some really cute pieces, some nice pieces from it. But we did not go on any private land. We did not go on any claims, anyone else's claims. Oh, we took pictures of them just to show the claims, but we did not trespass on anyone's property. So if you do happen to get a stone from us in the future, I want you to know that it was hand-dug with love. And with great anticipation of being able to share nature's bounty with all of our wonderful listeners. And with that, we'll be ending the program. Thank you for joining us today. This has been a wonderful day to share lots and lots and lots of fun with you on Amanda's program, Messages of Light. And life is good. Thank you, Joe. I needed that wake up.
What is the green?
Chrysocolla.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to find a song to end with, folks, but it seems that the song wasn't the right one. It didn't play right. It was playing a song by Rich, which is a great song, but it wasn't the one we wanted. But that's okay. We'll be heading out of here. Momentarily. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Have a blessed holiday. Hey, we'll see you Thursday. We'll be on Christmas Day with a full hour of Christmas music.
And eggnog.
So tune in.